cannot get off of. I'm like last week and then even today, like trying to do other things and just like meditating on this in my spirit and literally like burning. Like I feel drunk in the Holy Ghost. So hi, Asi. I just want to get into this. I'm recording for the podcast as well, so you can go back and hear this. Hey, Lauren, later. But I just wanted to come on here and talk about what the title says. How do you work the works of Christ? In the Gospels, when Jesus was teaching and preaching and the multitudes had gathered to hear him, they followed him, he fed them, and then he rebuked them and said that you're following me just because I'm giving you natural bread. And then they said, okay, well then, what must we do? How can we work? Hey, Aaron, how can we work the works of God? And Jesus popped off and said in John 6, verse 29, he said that you must believe in him who he sent. How do we work the works of God? We believe in him, whom he sent. Oh my gosh. Literally. Such a simple, simple thing, but I cannot get off of thinking about it. Literally, we have to believe in the one who he sent. So everything starts with belief in Jesus. But why would he say that it was just that? If it just ends in believing that Jesus came to the earth, lived a sinless life, died in our place and was the sacrifice, went back up to heaven, and then one day we're going to get there. That's one thing, but that's not the entire revelation. The entire revelation is that he came and made his home on the inside of us through the person of the Holy Ghost. Literally. So simple. But I'm telling you guys, I was like gone the whole day thinking about it. Hi, Kaylee and Evangelist John. He literally lives on the inside of you. And that's what Jesus told them. How can we work the works of God? Literally, they were asking him, how can we produce these miraculous signs that we're seeing you do? It was like his natural ability was to just produce miraculous signs and wonders and proofs. That's what a miracle is. A proof that Jesus is alive. A proof that the gospel is true. Proof that God has power. And they were asking him, how do you do that? What do we do to work the works of God? And he said, you have to believe in the one whom he sent. Oh my gosh. Believing in the one who he sent doesn't just mean believing that he came to the earth, lived and died, but that he now takes up residence on the inside of you. The Bible says he doesn't live in temples that are made by human hands, but now you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He's on the inside of you when you're born again. And now you can work the works of Christ because he lives on the inside of you. Oh my gosh. Like just the revelation and understanding of that fact, because it's a fact, it's true, will literally change your entire life. It will literally change your entire life. How can you be normal? How can you be ordinary? How can you be defeated? How can you live in lack? How can you live sick when there's a life on the inside of you? Jesus said the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you might have life. The Bible says that word is Zoe. It's fullness of life. Life with no need. Life with no lack. Life with no sickness. It's perfection. It's the God kind of life. Woo! And it lives on the inside of you. Oh my gosh. It's literally living. It's living. It's active on the inside of you. My goodness. I was literally just getting off on that fact the entire afternoon. The Bible says in Colossians 1:27 that it's Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in you. It's in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. That he lives. He actually lives on the inside of you. Woo! that you are brought near. Literally just this fact will change your whole life. If you live in this awareness, you will not be a nominal Christian. You will never be needing to ask for prayer. You will dominate in every single area of your life. When you come into this understanding every single day, there's a power on the inside of me. The Bible says in Romans 8:11, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you, he will quicken. The word quicken means he will give life to. He will vitalize your mortal flesh. He will vitalize your mortal flesh. If that spirit lives on the inside of you, the only reason it says is, if, it's because the only qualification is to be born again. But when you're born again, the Bible says the Holy Ghost takes up residence on the inside of you, that there's an anointing within. It's not just an anointing upon, it's anointing within. Huh? Hallelujah. The Bible says when Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, literally, I can't even, I'm telling you guys, like, this is me being tame. Like, Jesus spoke to the woman at the well in John 4, and he said, if you drink the water from this well, you're going to thirst again. But he who drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst again. And the Bible says that he's made you a well of living water. That living water, that water that will cause you to never thirst again. That presence and anointing is on the inside of you. And all you have to do is draw it out. All you have to do every day is live in that awareness that there's a power greater than any power known to man on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It's the same Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 that though you who are far off because of your trespasses and sin, you've been brought near through Christ Jesus, through his blood, through the blood of Jesus. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. That's what the power of the resurrection does in you, that it doesn't just redeem you from your sins. It doesn't just save you from the punishment of sins. It places the God kind of life on the inside of you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. All things have gone. Behold, all things are made new. And Galatians 2:20 says, therefore, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, it's no longer who live, but Christ lives on the inside of me. He literally lives on the inside of you, and you died with him when he died, and then you were raised to life with him. And the Bible says you're a new creation. The Amplified says you're an entirely new species. You're something that's never existed before. So now, because I'm in Christ, I'm no longer just Maria, but I'm Maria with the Christ, the hope of glory on the inside of her. I'm not living the life after the flesh anymore. I'm living life in the Spirit, and that spills over. It's not just spiritual things. It's not just, you know, peace with God and forgiveness for my sins. There's tangible things that happen as a result of that in my life. Hallelujah. Literally, like, this revelation will change the way you see yourself. This revelation will change the way you minister to people. How can you lay hands on someone and then not be healed when you have resurrection life on the inside of you? How can you pray for people and then not be delivered immediately when you have a life on the inside of you? You have resurrection life. You have the God kind of life on the inside of you. And that means you're new. You're not just a human being anymore. You're not, the Bible says we don't know each other after the flesh. No man after the flesh. We're not a natural being anymore. You pass from natural to supernatural, and you have the God kind of life coursing through your veins on the inside of you, producing the God kind of life in your tangible reality around you. Jesus, literally, this is amazing. This is amazing. Such a simple revelation, such a simple thing. Oh my gosh. And anything, literally, you know what? I was reading and I was listening to that teaching by T.L. Osborne, and he was literally talking about how anything Jesus, any way Jesus referred to the Father in the Gospels, you can refer to the Father as yourself personally. It's not just for the Father. It's not just for Jesus, because he was talking about his Father. And oh, Jesus is so holy and perfect, and woe is us. We're just so evil and sinful and forsaken of God. That's not the truth. You were born again. If you were born again, you've been redeemed. You've been transformed. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, the kingdom of light, where there is no darkness. Hallelujah. You have to live with this understanding every single day. Oh my gosh, if you get a hold of this, you will literally wake up in the morning and oh, not even see your, like, no matter if you don't even feel anointed, there's an understanding on the inside of you that there is life on the inside of me. There is resurrection life on the inside of me. So every single place I go, guess what's happening? Resurrection life is coming alive in the world around me, because it's on the inside of me. So when I release the word of God, when I release the anointing, when I lay hands on people, when I share the gospel, the resurrection life of Christ is coming alive on the inside of other people. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh. Literally, you have to see yourself as that. The Bible says in 1 John, as he is, so are we in this world. I want to read it, because I'm telling you guys, I am like buzzing. Like, if you could be in the room with me right now, it is like so, it's so real. God is so good. The Bible says in 1 John 4, starting in verse 13, and God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he lives in us. Even the Holy Ghost, is proof that he's living on the inside of you and that your life is in him, that you are living in him. Verse 14, furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now we testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And all who declare that Jesus is the Son of God, all of us who are saved, have God living in them and they live in God. We know how much God loves us and we've put our trust in his love. God is love and all who live in love live in God and God lives in them, for like the fifth time just in these verses, in verse 17. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because this is the crux. This is the key. We live like Jesus here in this world. Another translation says, as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus wasn't defeated. Jesus isn't defeated. So because he isn't defeated, I can't be defeated in this world. As he is, Jesus isn't sick. He's living in perfect health. He's living with the life of God on the inside of him, perfectly whole, spirit, soul, and body. How can I be sick? There's eternal life on the inside of me, and he's in me, and I'm in this world. Hallelujah. And as he is, not as he was, not as he's going to be, as he is right now, so am I in this world. Hallelujah. So I'm bringing it. It's not just for me. Wonderful for me to have this revelation and enjoy it and live it in all the days of my life. But I owe it to my generation. I owe it to the people around me who are bound. I owe it to the people around me who are sick, who are defeated, who are broken, who are lost, to carry it to them, to give it to them freely like it's been given to me. Jesus. I'm telling you guys, like, I cannot get off of this. I've just been thinking about it the entire afternoon. As he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Jesus, as he is, so are we in this world. I'm telling you guys, I'm going to put in the comments the scriptures that I've used, because these are, you should literally write them down and hang them on your wall and meditate on them and let them build faith in your heart that this isn't just a philosophy. This isn't just something we believe in because we have nothing better to do with our lives or we're being manipulated. This is a reality for every single person who calls upon the name of the Lord for salvation, that there is a God kind of life on the inside of you. There is a resurrection life. And as Jesus is, point period blank right now, so are you in this world. Jesus isn't lacking anything. He's in a place where there's no need. He's in a place where there's everything that's supplied in abundance. Hallelujah. And you can live like that on the earth as he is, a place with no abundance, with no need, a place of overflowing abundance, a place of no lack. That's how I can be in this world, because that's as he is. So I'm the same in this world as he is. Hello to everyone coming on. Literally, I'm telling you guys, like, when you start reading the Bible that way, when you start reading the Word of God that way, it will change everything. When you stop seeing yourself as in need of help, when you stop seeing yourself as, oh, woe is me, or how can I do this? How can I go and tell people about Jesus? How can I win souls? What if I pray for someone and nothing happens? The devil is a liar. How can you believe that when this is truth? You need to expel all that unbelief with the truth of the Word of God, that there's something on the inside of you. Whether you feel it or not, it's the truth. It's what's real. It's fact. It's gospel truth, that that life is on the inside of you. So anytime you go out, anytime you're here working the works of Christ, it's through believing in him who he sent. Believing in, how do you work the works of God? Believing in him who he sent. Believing in Jesus Christ, and in believing in Jesus Christ, being rest assured that there is a life greater than any life that this universe and world has ever known. There's the life that created the very world that's around us. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, that the world we see, the tangible reality that we behold, was created by things that we don't see. And that force that created things that we don't see is living on the inside of you. So how can you ever be in lack? How can you ever be in need? How can you be sick? How can you live in darkness when it's on the inside of you? And all it takes is you coming alive to that reality, that it's already on the inside of you if you've been born again. And if you're not born again, it's not working on the inside of you, but it can be through calling upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, even think about Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were under the oppression of the devil. You should put your name in those verses. Anytime it talks about the anointing, anytime it talks about the presence of God, you should say how God anointed Maria, who goes about doing good, healing everybody, releasing people from the oppression of the devil, because that's my reality. I'm a God woman. I'm a God man. I'm not just Maria anymore, but he's living on the inside of me, and the works that I've seen him do, I can do in greater. But I must be convinced of this reality. I must come alive to this reality that it's already on the inside of me, that I don't have to pull it out from anywhere else. I don't have to wait to feel it on me. I don't have to wait to literally, I don't have to wait to feel it on me, that it's on the inside of me, that there's life on the inside of me, that it's coming out from within. The Bible says the streams of living water out of your belly will flow, out from your deepest parts will flow rivers of living water. I'm telling you guys, when you believe this, your whole world will change. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm not in darkness. I'm in light. How can I be sick if the life of God is on the inside of me? I don't need to pray for God to heal me. He healed me 2,000 years ago through the stripes on his back. So he already paid the price for my healing, which came into the world as a result of the curse. And now there's resurrection life on the inside of me. And where light is, darkness can't be. So the darkness of sin, the darkness of sickness, the darkness of lack has to leave, because there's a greater power operating on the inside of me. That's literally all it takes. Engaging your faith in what has already been done. Believing. The Bible says anyone who comes to him must believe that he is. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So believing that he is what? Believing that he is, that as he is, so are you in this world, that he's resurrected, that he's living on the inside of you through the person of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that apart from him, you can't do anything. There's nothing of substance that you're going to leave in this world apart from God. Everything is empty. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. Not because our existence is meaningless. Your existence apart from the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of his son is meaningless. There's literally nothing you have to give to this world. There's nothing of value that you can even give from the world apart from the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. So you believe that he is, and you believe that he's a rewarder when you diligently seek him, when you put these principles to work in your life. Hallelujah. Hello to everyone coming on. I'm telling you, it was so deep on the inside of me. You come alive to this reality, you will never not see somebody be delivered when you go and lay hands on them. You will never not see the power of God manifest when you pray for people. You will never not see the presence of God manifesting in every single area of your life. The power of God isn't just for you to feel okay and to feel goosebumps and these flaky religious things that we make it about. It's not just for you to speak in tongues. The speaking in tongues is just an evidence of the power that's at work on the inside of you. It's literally working and alive on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And man, that's all I had to say. That's all I wanted to get out today, that there you work the works of Christ by believing in the one. You work the works of God by believing in the Christ, the one who he sent. And that spirit is alive on the inside of you. It's living. It's living. It's a real living force on the inside of you that produces real living results. And I don't know about you. I don't want to be someone that just talks about God. I don't want to be someone that has just experienced God and being saved and for myself. I want people to know. I want there to be an evidence produced in my life that this isn't just child's play, that this isn't just another dead religion or philosophy, that there's a reality that the wonder working power of God is producing on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And that's all I had to say today. So I hope you guys got something out of this, enjoyed this. It's so real. It's so real. Eternal life. There's eternal life. There is Zoe life, resurrection life on the inside of you. He didn't just come to raise you back to life. He didn't just come to reconcile you from your sins. He came to put that very life, the same power that raised him from the dead, the same spirit on the inside of you. So live with that awareness. and you'll never be the same again. I'm telling you. You should read the New Testament with that awareness. Go start today. Read the Gospels. Read all four of the Gospels with that awareness on the inside of you. That everything he came to do, that it's on the inside of you. Everything that he did, everything that he said, the way that he spoke about God the Father is the way that you have authority, that he's granted you access and authority to speak about God the Father. The Bible says that you are adopted by this into the same family, you were adopted, that he's given you the spirit of adoption, sonship, by which we cry, Abba, Father. This is like groundbreaking, literally groundbreaking revelation to the religious people of the day. How dare you say that God is, that you can say that God is your father, but you can, because he made a way for you to do it. He paid the price with his own blood. And now the spirit is residing on the inside of you. And now you're a God man, a God woman, son of God. You were born of God. And the Bible says he who's born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith in what? Our faith in Christ and Christ on the inside of us. So, hallelujah. I hope you guys have a powerful, wonderful rest of your evening. I'm going to upload this episode to the podcast, but never forget, I'm telling you, this is my loving rebuke to you. Never forget that you are not, if you are in Christ, you're not just a human being anymore. You came alive. Your spirit came alive to Christ. You have resurrection life, eternal life, Zoe life, perfected life on the inside of you. You know what that means? You know that means you can literally take an entire nation, an entire territory, an entire place, that when you get on the scene, every power contrary to that life has to leave. I'm not talking just devils. I'm talking every work of the demonic, every work of oppression has to go. It cannot stay in the same place. It cannot cohabitate with you, because Christ is living on the inside of you and you're enforcing the will of God on the earth. Jesus is not here. He's with the Father. He's living his best life, waiting to come back. But we are here, and we are the force to be reckoned with on the earth. So I bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Some wonderful people on the broadcast today, on this little podcast that we're doing. And I will upload it, and it'll be up for you to watch and to listen to again and again and again till it gets into your spirit. I'm telling you, if you listen to it and you still don't get it, listen to it again and listen to it again and listen to it again, and you're going to get it. Hallelujah.